WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New York City police continue to build the case against Luigi Mangione, accused assassin of the United Healthcare chief executive officer.
Investigators say they have their first forensic match, from fingerprints on a water bottle and snack bar wrapper near the crime scene to the ghost gun police say was used to murder United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Detectives also now have what they consider to be a confession, a spiral notebook that sources say contains plans for how to kill Thompson.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, Mangione fighting extradition. On a vote of 281 to 140, the House passed the nearly $900 billion National Defense Authorization Act funding the military. It also bars gender-affirming treatment for the children of service members. The United Nations General Assembly voted 158 to 9 approval to a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Israel and the U.S. were among the nine who voted no. This is ABC News. The Pentagon commenting on reports of large commercial drones in the night sky over New Jersey. A Republican congressman postulates Iran is behind the flights. Deputy Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says no.
There is not any truth to that. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
A Chinese national is charged with using a drone to take pictures of a prominent U.S. military reservation.
39-year-old Yin Piao Zhao is accused of using software to bypass restrictions on where his drone could fly so he could fly it over Vandenberg Space Force Base and take photos. Court documents say special police from the base were alerted to his drone and that Zhao and another person tried to hide the drone in a nearby park. They were forced to delete images taken of the Space Force Base. The drone was not registered with the FAA. Zhao allegedly telling police he planned to go back to China in December.
ABC's Alex Stone. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.fm.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house. Stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, a bit of a shocker. Wisconsin could not keep up and lost to the Fighting Illini in Champaign, 86-80. Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked if he was surprised how well unranked Illinois played against them.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but we've got a long ways to go.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have now lost both their starting quarterbacks. First, it was Tyler Van Dyke earlier this week, and today, Braden Locke announcing he too is entering the transfer portal out of Madison. NFL, the Packers play the Seahawks Sunday night. Safety Zane Anderson on what they saw on film in their loss to the Lions in Detroit.
It's frustrating watching some of the film. Just there's some plays out there, just details of where we need to be. So there's some stuff to clean up, but it's one week at a time.
At safety Zane Anderson with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago, ago. In the 20-day coma that followed, Fox used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eddie flurries ending. We'll see partly cloudy skies overnight with temperatures near zero, wind chills around 15 below, thanks to gusty northwest winds. Mostly sunny skies, still blustery on Thursday, as high temperatures only warm to near 10. Right now, it's 1.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney and host of Amicus The Law Review, James Santel, will join me to discuss the ramification of FBI Director Christopher Wray stepping down, what it means for the FBI specifically and the DOJ in general. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Visit thyroidawareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The Department of Justice Inspector General, the watchdog, the office that oversees the Department of Justice looking for things that might have been done wrong. These 8 years after Donald Trump first became president, has now finally told us, and they should have told us before the election, that Trump's Department of Justice under Bill Barr was spying on Democrats in Congress. Actually, they spied on a couple of Republicans as well, or at least Republican staffers. They spied on two Democratic members of the House. They spied on a number of Democratic and Republican staffers in the House, and they spied on several journalists. And this is all illegal. And, of course, Merrick Garland is not going to do anything about it other than issue the report. You would think that somebody might go out and arrest Bill Barr, but there's not, according to the report, there's not evidence that Bill Barr even knew about this, although he was the attorney general. The responsibility should end up at his feet. But nobody's going to be held to account for this under the Merrick Garland Justice Department. Bill Barr, by the way, Mr. Horowitz, Inspector General Michael Horowitz, is the guy who was in charge of the investigation here. And he asked Bill Barr to be interviewed, and Bill Barr said, screw you, and refused to come in to be interviewed. So, we really don't know what this insanely corrupt former attorney general for both George Herbert Walker Bush, who helped shut down the investigation into Ronald Reagan and Bush and George Bush's plan to screw Jimmy Carter paying off the Iranians to hold on to the hostages in 1980. Now, that got blown up in 1992 when Bill Barr recommended that George Herbert Walker Bush pardon Caspar Weinberger and all the other people associated with that. But and then, of course, he was Trump's attorney general, and he censored, heavily censored, and it's still redacted to this day, which still blows my mind. Where is Merrick Garland on this? The Mueller report. But anyhow, the Justice Department during Donald Trump's first term failed to comply with its own procedures when it sought journalists' phone and email records and leak investigations. This report was released yesterday. It swept up the records of 43 congressional staffers and two Democratic House members. There's no evidence that they had approval from Bill Barr in advance, which means that it was really wrong. Horowitz wrote, again, this is an employee of the Justice Department, the Inspector General. He wrote, quote, obtaining the records of lawmakers and their staff during criminal investigations, quote, risks chilling Congress's ability to conduct oversight of the executive branch. Gee, you think? And like I said, Bill Barr told Mr. Horowitz where he could stuff it. And apparently the two Democratic members of Congress who got spied upon were Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, of course, was on the January 6th committee and was the lead prosecutor for one of Trump's impeachments. And Eric Swalwell is one of the more outspoken Democrats who loves to tweak the noses of Republicans and call them out and all those sorts of things. So, surprise, surprise, right? And I got just a fascinating geeky science for you. You know I'm a big fan of walking, of just, you know, of exercise, you know, keep yourself alive, keep yourself healthy. And if you can't walk, there's all, you know, there's all obviously all kinds of other exercise that you can do with machines and, you know, push-ups and whatever. But this was a study that looked at moderate to vigorous activity, 30 minutes of this was done by the University College London. It was a study of 76 older adults. The youngest was 50. The oldest was 83. And excuse me, what they did was they hooked them up with a accelerometer. An accelerometer, that's the thing. There's one in your Apple Watch if you have one. You know, if you take a walk, it'll tap you on the wrist and say, hey, do you want me to record the walk? Well, how does it know that you're walking? It's got an accelerometer. An accelerometer measures basically, you know, acceleration and gravity. And so, you know, it tells somebody how active you are, basically. So they hooked these people up with, they wore 24/7 for 8 days. To track their sleep and their physical activity. And each day they were given simple cognitive tests to probe their attention, their memory, and their processing speed, among other faculties. And what their results reveal, and I'll just quote this, each 30-minute increase in moderate to vigorous physical activity on the previous day, in other words, did you take a half-hour-long walk yesterday? A half hour is about 2 miles. 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity on the previous day corresponded with a 2 to 5% increase in episodic and working memory scores the following day. They also found that each 30-minute increase in sedentary behavior, sitting on the couch watching TV or playing on your computer, was associated with a measurable drop in working memory scores the next day. So get off your butt after the show, of course, and get out there. All righty. What's on your mind today? Let's talk about the issues of the day here. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to address something about the major healthcare companies, which would include their senior-level chief executive officers, in finance and operations and so on and so forth. If you go to any of their websites, you'll find they have a mission statement. And this is common with all corporations. Even if you go into, you know, business as a one-man shop, you'll get advice.
Every company I've ever started, we had a mission statement for.
Yeah, it's pretty standard. So, yeah. So if you go to United Healthcare, you're going to find something that's very glorious. So they're going to provide quality health care to everybody, and that's affordable, and that they will empower people with information and coordinate with the health care providers, the doctors and the hospitals. And, you know, it basically sounds like, you know, the kingdom of God on earth.
Right. In other words, they have a mission statement that was written by their PR team, not by their book, not by their bean counters.
Yeah, it was written by Himmler. So... At any rate, the biggest healthcare issue, I would say, and I think you and many people would agree, is the Supreme Court decision allowing abortion to be completely outlawed and giving the decision-making power up to the states. Humana, Aetna, say all these companies, they provide abortion services that will be paid for in the case of rape, in the case of incest, in the case of a, you know, threat to the life of the mother.
They don't provide the services. They pay for the services, but yes.
Right, but they allow for it. They're providers in the sense that they finance it. Right. However, they then have the caveat, state and local laws you have to be looked into, because in some cases, we can't provide our insurance services under those circumstances. Now, you would think if there was a major health issue for over half the population, which women are, and they're being systematically denied in state after state access to that health care, to the point where they're documenting women bleeding to death in hospital emergency room parking lots because no one will come out and touch them. You would think that the loss of revenue and the hurt to their sacred duty to do God's work, as outlined in their mission statements, you'd think somebody would step up and say something somewhere, somehow, but it's not there.
Yeah.
It's simply absent.
Yeah.
So people know this and they see this. And, you know, as they used to say, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. People don't need PhDs to know that they're being treated like crap. And especially when it's their health, especially if their back is in pain, especially if they have terrible, terrible infections, and on and on and on and on. I mean, we can go into a million stories like this. You don't even need the news. I don't need the news to know the people in my family that are sick because we're always in touch with one another. We know when someone's sick, when someone's in the hospital, when someone has cancer.
So what's your point, Paul?
The fact these healthcare CEOs have shown no sympathy to the single largest political health issue, denying abortion healthcare, and to the point where women are dying and bleeding to death. Where were these men to say something for their constituents?
Yeah,
where
were these men
providing it?
But yeah, I get your argument. I do think, though, that the decisions to deny care are not being made by the health insurance companies. They're being made by the physicians and hospitals. But I get your point. Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour, back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let their representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas where every culture shares delight with tables full of joy and laughter. And every heart feels warm tonight. I'm dreaming of a bright...
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Lewis in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Lewis, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm great.
What's up? I need you to talk me out the letter, Tom. I'm worried about the media. Part of the reason why Trump got in, I believe, is because the media was so one-sided or so intimidated by him. And now that he's actually been elected... they're not going to truthfully tell his stories. Anything that happens good is going to be his fault. Anything that happens bad is going to be Biden's fault. He's even taking credit for things that Biden's done. He's taking credit for it now. He's not even in the White House. And how do we get the media to tell the truth, or what can we do to counter whatever stories they don't tell? Because just putting it out on the radio or social media is not reaching all the people it needs to reach.
Well,
it needs to be a concerted effort.
The liars and BS artists are also on social media. In fact, they basically run it over on Twitter.
Exactly. So how can we counteract the negative impacts from the media?
I think that we need to do away with Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which says that Twitter and Facebook have no responsibility for the content on their platforms. They operate in a law-free zone, whereas newspapers don't. I mean, you know, if you were to publish on the website of the New York Times some of the things that get published on Facebook and Twitter every day, there would be an enforcement action against them. And
as long as Trump's in the White House, that's not going to happen.
No, I get that. I get that. You know, we're just going to have to all speak out as loudly as we can and participate as much as we can. This is going to have to be basically a grassroots-driven, you know, I'd say... a guerrilla action, except that implies violence, and I don't mean it in that sense, but, guerrilla news or guerrilla truth-telling or something like that, but, and promote all the progressive media out there. There is some good progressive media out there, and we all need to be sharing that with our friends and neighbors. So. Louis, I got to move on.
Sound like we're going to be losing. Okay, thank you, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you. Darla in Bremerton, Washington. Hey, Darla, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First off, I want to say I love your program. Listen to you almost every morning, and I'm glad there's voices out there like yours.
Okay, thank you. Is there a bot coming?
Just a question. Okay. Is there any way that Biden can protect Social Security and Medicare?
I don't think so. Both of them are the creatures of Congress. They were created by Congress. They can be modified by Congress. And they're both run by the Medicare, you know, the director of CMS, and which, if Trump gets his way, will be Dr. Oz, who has already said that he doesn't think that those programs should exist as public entities. They should be private, you know, entirely private entities. So, no, I don't think there's any way to stop him outside of public opinion, just outrageous public opinion. Keep in mind, George Bush, George W. Bush, when he won the 2004 election, went on a tour. It was supposed to be a 25, 30-city tour after in 2006, in the spring of 2006, promoting his you know, Social Security Advantage program. He had already gotten Medicare Advantage passed 2 years earlier, and he, you know, to privatize Medicare, and now he wanted to privatize Social Security. And the more he talked about it, the less popular he became, and it was doing such a great job of crashing his approval numbers that he just gave up. He just stopped doing it in the middle of the tour. He visited like, you know, 8 or 10 cities, and that was it. He just quit talking about it, and just that was the end of the discussion. And it was because of public opinion. So I think that's what we've got to do, is we've got to be that public opinion, Darla.
Right. And it's hard enough. The COLA increase was terrible this year, yep. And it's taken away what I've, and then Medicare went up another $10.
Yeah.
So it just, but anyway, I appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the good work, and
thanks,
we'll
Darla.
Keep our voices out there.
There
Thank
you, go.
You.
Thank you. Uh-huh. John in Somerset, New York. Hey, John, you got a quick one?
No, actually, Tony, it's Kentucky, sir.
Oh, Somerset, Kentucky. You're right. It is.
That's right. No,
well, if you don't have a quick one, let me just put you on hold then, and I'll pick you up on the other side of the break, because I've only got 35 seconds here. I do think that, well, actually, here, this is worth noting. The health insurance industry has made $371 billion in profits since 2010 in the passage of the Medicare, or the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act, of course, was originally written by the Heritage Foundation. It was a Republican, conservative Republican strategy to privatize, to offer health care to everybody in the country, but to do it on a privatized basis, to do it through for-profit, largely for-profit health insurance companies. $371 billion in profit, not revenue, profit. Mind-boggling. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. We'll pick up John first, and we'll go on from there. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for the rest of us. Right back with your calls. And just... Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New York City police continue to build the case against Luigi Mangione, accused assassin of the UnitedHealthcare chief executive officer.
Investigators say they have their first forensic match. From fingerprints on a water bottle and snack bar wrapper near the crime scene to the ghost gun police say was used to murder UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Detectives also now have what they consider to be a confession, a spiral notebook that sources say contains plans for how to kill Thompson.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, Mangione fighting extradition. On a vote of 281 to 140, the House passed the nearly $900 billion National Defense Authorization Act funding the military. It also bars gender-affirming treatment for the children of service members. The United Nations General Assembly voted 158 to 9 approval to a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Israel and the U.S. were among the nine who voted no. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson-Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any flurries ending, we'll see partly cloudy skies overnight with temperatures near zero, wind chills around 15 below, thanks to gusty northwest winds. Mostly sunny skies, still blustery on Thursday, as high temperatures only warm to near 10. Right now, it's 1.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared.
Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar before talking about giving back for the holidays with Major Beverly Bates from the Salvation Army Christmas Family Feast.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Size alone. You heard that right. 3 times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superberine. Always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superberine Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get Superberine and a 15% discount, just go to superberine.com, and you can save even more in bundles, by the way, with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superberine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superberine.com, and the code is TOM to get 15% off. Superberine.com, code TOM.
To the shores of distant lands, the promise of democracy in the people's hands, through the trials and tribulations.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here, Diane in Petaluma, California. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Oh, that's Dwayne, Tom.
Oh, Dwayne, I'm sorry. I've got to stop just glancing and start reading. My apologies, Dwayne.
Oh, no, no problem. What I wanted to say, first of all, is it's pretty clear that a man who's very bright let himself be captured. Luigi was just want to make sure he didn't get shot. My assumption, of course, is that his medical condition he couldn't get taken care of, and that he'll be bringing a lawsuit to force the prison system to give him the medical care he was denied.
I doubt that was his motive. His family could have easily bought him any medical care they wanted. He's the son of multi millionaires, and
whoa.
Yeah, the family owns a right wing radio station. They own a couple of country clubs. They own a health facility, several nursing homes. They're very rich. They're just very rich.
But is he estranged from them?
I don't know, but yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
That was just my thought.
Yeah.
That's one way to get the medical care you need is simply to figure a way to get into jail.
The problem is the medical care in prison sucks. And he would have to be smart enough to know that. The guy's got a master's degree from Penn, you know.
The other thing I would like to comment on is that Trump seems to be of the opinion that he's going to use portion of the 14th Amendment to disqualify citizenship, and he wants the 14th to be interpreted just the way he wants. And I think we should be concerned with, and I would have appreciated it, if you would ask your congressional guest today whether or not she's going to say, let's not count the Trump electoral votes, being that he's an insurrectionist. I'm a 14-3 person, and
yeah. That's
what I'd love to see.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I can just tell you. But
if it also takes is a dozen members of Congress to stand up and do it, and that doesn't
stop the process anymore. Not since the Electoral Count Act was passed.
And the Electoral Count Act requires how many people to object? How many members of Congress?
I don't recall, but the objection would be rapidly overruled by the majority, and the Republicans will be in the majority when that happens. So,
and all those
they're in the majority right now in the House.
All those who vote to overturn that would be the targets for the 2 years from now in the election.
I fully expect that in 2026, you're going to see the House of Representatives at the very least go back to the Democrats in response
in order to find
all the crazy
out which
stuff
ones
these people are going to be doing.
Yeah, in order to find out which ones to go after, to force them to declare themselves right here and now on the, let's see, what date is that? That's January 6th. Oh, it might be interesting to tune in tomorrow. Today's the day they're supposed to be certifying the election.
Yeah. What your comment caused me to think of, Duane, is that Trump has already gotten the Supreme Court to rule that the 14th Amendment doesn't say what it says. That,
but the 14th Amendment
in Section 3, where it says that if you commit an insurrection, you can't hold public office. They interpreted that in a way that I think is completely unconstitutional. So if he's going to also say under the 14th Amendment that birthright citizenship is not a thing, my guess is he's going to try and do it and then let the Supreme Court rule on it. And I'm concerned that the Supreme Court will say, oh, yeah, the 14th Amendment doesn't say what it means in that regard either. And there I think, we could face some real significant weirdness.
Well, you think the Democratic Party will get concerned with this 14-3 if we have some action on December 17th when the electors meet?
No, I want them to. I would love them to. I wish they would. But I can tell you right now they're not going to do it, Duane. Duane, thanks for the call. Larry in Sonoma, California. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Good morning. I was watching the CBS News Morning Edition last weekend, and they were covering the murder in New York, and they did little clips of people had just had issues with the coverage, and they showed four or five clips of how they gotten messed over by the Medicare Plus, and so this investigative reporter was doing their little thing, and they talked about how our Medicare Plus is so expensive.
Medicare Advantage,
Advantage is so expensive. And then very quietly, kind of under their breath, mentioned also more expensive than it is in Europe. Well, it just seems to me that the corporate is going to support the corporate.
Yep.
And they failed to mention that Medicare does not have that filter of the companies. CEOs saying it's okay to have this procedure or not to have procedure.
Correct.
And that's what most of the people had issues with. And it just seems that the corporates are going to support the corporates.
I agree. And, the Medicare Advantage industry drops millions, probably hundreds of millions of dollars into the media coffer every open enrollment period, every October through December. And, much to my chagrin. And I think that that's one of the big factors that these media outlets are considering when they're deciding not to talk about what's really going on with Medicare Advantage and how we're all being ripped off by these companies. I'm with you, Larry. Thank you. John in Somerset, Kentucky. Hey, John, apologies for not coming right straight back to you. I forgot that I'd put you on hold. I'll just own it. My apologies, John.
No need, Tom. Thank you. I appreciate the extra time. Can I just make a quick comment? I want to thank you, your wife, and your staff for everything you guys do. God, you're so valuable to me and your audience. I feel privileged just to be a member.
Well, that's very kind of you.
So,
thank you. What'd you call about?
Anyways, this CEO thing, something making sense, okay? And I'm not one to, spread conspiracies or anything, but, this fellow, Brian Robertson, he's a high school dropout.
Brian Thompson.
He started.
The CEO of United Healthcare.
Usually. I'm sorry?
It's Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, if that's who you're talking about.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So maybe I'm not even talking about the same guy. I'm pretty sure I am.
So you looked up a different name.
Word.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting right now, John. Yeah. I've been watching. I keep one of the networks on in the studio just so that I can see if news is breaking. For example, Chris Ray just announced that at the end of the Biden administration, he's going to step down to pave the way for Donald Trump to put in somebody to replace him. Earlier, the big story on CNN and MSNBC was that in New York and across the country, that industry after industry is going, oh, my God, are they going to come after our CEOs? And the easy answer is no. Back in the 20s and 30s, when the big banks literally, you know, just robbed America, my mother never forgot this because her family was fairly wealthy in 1920, and they lost everything. I mean, you know, she grew up in poverty because she was born in the 1930s because of the Great Depression, because the banks that held all their money, just the money just vanished. And so when you look at the 20s and 30s, who were America's heroes? It was the bank robbers. And who were the, you know, what was the industry that was the hated by Americans? It was the banks, because they'd ripped us all off. Today, it's the health insurance industry and some parts of the hospital industry and the medical industry as well, and the drug companies. And this is not going to spread. This is, you know, you're not going to see, you know, auto industry executives, you know, or telephone company executives being hunted down. But health insurance executives probably should have security. But anyway, John, I jumped in there while you seemed to be reorganizing your thoughts. Did you want to continue?
I think I had a problem. I had I was reading two different things. This was an article about Holacracy, and it was Brian Robertson, and it's something that I felt was really important. It's a new way of running a corporation. It's like it's decentralizing power, and they have a constitution. And it sounds like a really good way to do it. And yes, it would probably ruffle some.
Yeah. And United Health.
This wasn't a random cycle, but a hit.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
Some.
No, I get it, John. And you know, I don't think you're going to see our health insurance companies run that way any day soon. John, thanks for the call. There are these also corporations called B corporations, beneficent corporations. Now, it varies from state to state with the state corporate laws. But they're run for the benefit of the public, you know, without being nonprofits, which is interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel costs. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You're
correct.
Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I really can't stay.
Bulls, it's cold outside.
Trump won't go away.
Liberals, you've nowhere to hide.
His tweets are so grim.
He's just warming up again.
Chaos is great.
Your outrage is late.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Rhonda in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Rhonda, what's up?
Hey, I've got a question. I've not heard anybody bring this up. I don't condone violence, but considering the CEO murders, I've not heard a comparison. I need an analogy, actually, of the Kyle Rittenhouse and the Luigi Mangione incident. And also focusing, I think we're focusing on this wrong. I think instead of looking at the murders, because I know that CNN is bringing out he's wealthy and everything, we're not talking about the victims and the damage to society if the victims have done. And I've not heard anybody bring that up, and maybe you can help me figure that out.
In other words, when Kyle Rittenhouse killed two white Black Lives Matter protesters and blew the upper arm off a third, we never heard any of the stories of those three people who were the victims of Kyle Rittenhouse. All we heard about was Kyle Rittenhouse and his mother and what a rough life he had and all this other BS. In this case, obviously Luigi Mangione's bio is kind of leaking out slowly, but we heard an awful lot about Brian Thompson and what a wonderful man he is and what a family he has. I didn't see any mention. I believe he's estranged from his wife, but I've read that in the media. Whether it's true or not, I can't speak to. Is that the point you're making, Rhonda?
Yeah, I mean, well, Rittenhouse, he actually, attended a protest he didn't agree with. Mm-hmm. He came with high-powered rifles. I mean, and obviously, I mean, there had to be something nefarious there. I don't think he was there to help the police. mm-hmm. Maybe I'm confused.
Well, he was walking with the police. I mean, the police were like, yeah, go get him, boy.
Yeah.
Seriously. He talked to several cops. I mean, he was walking around with an AR-15, and they were fine with it.
Yeah, and considering the victims and the damage that they are doing to society, I'm you know, a little confused. And I think the media and you know, some of the mainstream media that I was always so dependent on has just come out really, you know, just trying to despair this guy. And don't get me wrong, I think what he did was horrible. But at the same time, you know, I have a feeling we're going to see him go to prison for the rest of his life, and Kyle Rittenhouse is walking around going to bars.
And raising money.
Yeah, exactly. And he's somewhat their hero, or was in the past.
He still is. So the Republican members of Congress do fundraisers. You know, if you go shoot your gun with Kyle, and you know, you pay $1,000 for the privilege, and they split the money with Kyle Rittenhouse. He's been doing fundraisers with the Republicans for a couple of years now.
Yeah, that's I've never seen anybody bring that up yet.
I doubt that you'll ever see Democrats doing fundraisers with Luigi Mangione, but I think your side by side comparison, Rhonda, is not just shocking but pretty cogent.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good one, Rhonda. Thank you.
I hope they bring that up. I hope I hear more comparisons.
Yeah,
you know,
me too. Thank you very much. Jeannie in Middleton, Wisconsin. Hey, Jeannie, what's up?
Hi, I wanted to run a couple things by you. You know, I'm constantly hearing about the idea how terrible Democrats are as messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I learned a long time ago is when you have an issue to address, you know, that you have kind of two choices. Either you can choose the process that you're going to follow, or you can identify a target or an outcome and go after that. But you can't have it both ways. And so my comment is, it appears that the Democrats have chosen the approach of process, because oftentimes you'll hear about, well, the parliamentarian said this, and the Senate rules say that, and the whole bit. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, the Republican says, we could care less about the process. We want the outcome. We want manufacturing to come back to the United States, or whatever, you know, pick something.
That's a great
point.
And
so therefore I'm saying to myself, who's going to tell these Democrats to get off this process idea and really start focusing on the target of what we're after? Like, I think you and I would both agree that, you know, we would like to have affordable health care, single-payer system in the United States. So go for the target, and let's just work along the way through the process.
Right. Let's make sure everybody in America has affordable health care.
But identify, you know, I mean, you and I could easily identify, let's just say, three outcomes that we feel are needed. You know, we want people to have health care. We want people to have housing. We want people to have, you know, to have
food.
Jobs.
Yeah, and jobs, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but the point being is pick three things. And so, therefore, that's my comment, is the idea, who's going to tell the Democrats that we need to start focusing on the target less so on the process?
Well, Jeannie, you just did. You know, I guarantee you there's some Democrats listening, and I will continue to carry that message. It's you know, consistent with the message that I've been promoting for a long, long time. And we really do need to be going after these goals. So, Jeannie, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
I'm not trying.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jeannie, I'm out of time. Pardon me. We're hitting the end of the show here. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. I'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Tomorrow morning, Johnny and I will be broadcasting live from Simple Life Hospitality's Field of Dreams Party House at 1167 Shadow Lane. Stop by between 6 and 9 and learn how you can rent your house out for the draft. Join us.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
The yeas are 281 and the nays are 140. The motion is adopted.
The House approving and sending to the Senate the almost $900 billion National Defense Authorization Act, about 1% more than last year. It also provides for a double-digit pay raise for about half of the enlisted service members. It also bars the military's health insurance program from covering gender-affirming care for the children of service members. The Supreme Court of Montana is leaving the state law banning gender-affirming treatment for trans youth blocked. The justices agreeing with a lower court that found the law likely violates the right to privacy. There will be a trial on that. He was 7 years into a 10-year term, appointed by then-President Trump. Christopher Wray announced he's resigning as FBI director at the end of the Biden administration. The president-elect wants Kash Patel in the job now. This is ABC News.